good deal. So you're not far from there at all then, at the drop-off point.
Oh, not at all. If we ever got to do something and we can't do our usual morning hookup, that's always an option. It's just a few minutes up the road for me. It's nothing. And, hell, half the time I'm running around up this way anyhow. So, yep, no problem. Just let's circle back on that just one second. So, you know, you've got your RF, your power cables, all your interfaces, nothing pretty. The rim light, is hanging off of it. Oh, should I have kept that? Whatever. It's connected up. So I probably should have just kept that, right? I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. If that's the case, I'll just get the one you got from you whenever. So you'll basically just have to plug that in and do the setup. No mounting brackets or anything like that. You'll have to figure that out, what you want to do there. Keep an eye on the heat. If you find that under high duty cycle, you got a lot of heat, you're going to have to find a solution to that. Fan is obviously. No power supply. I was going to ask you, but I really didn't have one to cough up conveniently. Mine's huge. I didn't have anything small and tidy. I figured you got power supply handled. About the only thing left is, on a note, those connectors, the bottom radio is the transmit radio. The top radio is the receive radio. You can arrange those any way you want. But the way they're sitting together, sandwiched together now, TX is on the bottom. So, since heat rises, maybe you want to switch that to the top. Maybe you want to put a little separation between the two, et cetera, et cetera. All sorts of things to consider. And those connectors, hold on. Those connectors are universal through the Motorola line of products. So if you found a pair of, CDMs, you could provided the CDMs are programmed correctly, you could pull out, you could pull those connectors out and just jack those right into the back of the CDMs. Instant upgrade from, radius to CDM, or whatever. So now, do you need to do that? No. Like you say, it's just interesting footnote.
All right, that's good to know. So all the frequency stuff is set on the radios, right? I don't do that in ASL. No, I do that in ASL too, right?
Nope, ASL does not care. It says there's a radio. Well, it doesn't even care if you got a radio, quite honestly. But in this particular case, it thinks there's something that it's got to tell to transmit hooked up to these wires, and it's something that it's looking for an incoming signal on those wires. And that's all. It don't care what's out there and what it's receiving. You could have a 10-meter receiver and a 1296 transmitter. It don't care. As long as you give it COR on the receiver along with audio and push to talk on the transmitter, it don't care what's going on out there, what radios, what frequencies, nothing.
Right on. Well, this is easy. I think I got the programming part, too. I just got to find that menu where you were texting me the things to set. I just sent you a picture of what I got so far. So, sweet. I appreciate it, man. This is going to be it's going to be exciting. I know Wyatt will appreciate it. I know Phil will appreciate it. I appreciate it. So hopefully the other hams pretty close to me, too, will be able to utilize it.